The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
You only got one shot to make it, one shot at greatness.
Obviously, I understand how much the game has changed, how much I've had a part in that.
Bang! Bang! Oh, what a shot from Curry!
I'm still blown away. There's never been anybody like him.
This year, when it started, it was like, this is the milestone that's ahead. I remember watching the game when Ray passed Reggie, and 11 years later, it's me in that conversation.
62!
Launches it up. The shooting zone like very few have ever been.
There it is! The all-time three-point king in the NBA!
I never wanted to call myself the greatest shooter until I got this record, so I'm comfortable saying that now.
He is Jalen Rose. I am David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
No.
What exactly is it
we
that
get a
we do?
Last night, right around 8 o'clock in Madison Square Garden, Steph Curry gave the people what they wanted, hit his second three. They closed down the game. They allowed him to have the ceremony and give all the hugs. And after that, here is what Wardell, Stephen Curry, had to say in retrospect.
The balance of volume and efficiency for me is the standard that I wanted to set. And I never want to call myself the greatest shooter until I got this record. So I'm comfortable saying that now.
He said the balance of volume and efficiency.
That's what it is.
The balance of volume efficiency.
Correct,
and
correct.
It's not just that. Also he does it differently than Reggie. And Ray.
So I was really fortunate enough to be able to play with Reggie, learned so very much from him, and I'm forever grateful for that relationship. Got a chance to play many years against Ray Allen, and the vast majority of their shots are off the catch.
Mm-hmm.
Off screens, off single doubles, off flares. Normally, if you see Reggie Miller or Ray Allen take a three-point shot, it's not after they just taken five or six dribbles.
Exactly.
Right? What makes Steph Curry different is he has an elite handle, plus he has unlimited range. That's what we hadn't seen. Larry Bird probably is the greatest shooter of all time. And by the way, when you start talking about shooting, young people, that's more than just three-pointers. That's mid-range. That's on the post. That's on the baseline. That's all around the floor. It's not just threes. But this is what's different. A guy that's shooting from the logo. You see him warming up last night?
Yep.
He was shooting from half court.
Easy.
That used to be players that shoot around shooting a half court shot
running
for
up to
money.
It. But running up to it.
The line.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's the beauty that I appreciate about Steph. And here's the distinction I want everybody. If you want to share what special shooter Steph Curry is, here's the three categories. Number one, he does it off the dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he says it, his efficiency
yep.
with his volume. So if he's going to take 10 or 15 threes a game and he's going to make around 40% of them, he has a chance to pass Ray Allen's record in, what, 60% less games.
Look at the difference in time it took him to break this record, to get to this many threes, comparison to how much time it took Ray Allen to get this many threes. It's almost like, look at the number of games. It's like 60% of the games that it took Ray Allen and Reggie to get the same amount.
But you know what else isn't up there? That, like, since we're going to talk about this all year, I want to make sure this is up there next time. Attempts.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Volume and efficiency.
Correct. I played with Reggie, and I'll tell you, this is probably only one time, I believe, in his career that he shot over 15 threes in a game. One time,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that volume with that efficiency, brings me to my third thing about Steph. Unlimited range. Ray Allen toes and Reggie Miller.
Toes at the line.
They're on the line.
Toes at the line.
Right?
Yep.
Steph Curry, half court. Logo. Mm-hmm. And so a guy that is able to revolutionize the game. And here's another thing that's the beauty of Steph Curry. He makes shooting look effortless. Like Ray Allen made it look surgical to me. It was like, man, that's how my jumper got to look. It looked perfect.
He spent a lot of time practicing. He's known for taking 1,000 shots a day.
His looks surgical.
Yep.
Steph is like Papa Shaw.
He didn't even look at him. He doesn't even look. Off balance, off the dribble, you know, but before the ball goes in, starts running back. Like, it's wild to me. Can I say something to Mr. Rose? I'm glad that Draymond Green was a part of this too. Because when you watch all of Steph's threes, Draymond has a piece in all of them. He's either setting the pick, giving him the pass, setting him up, or something. I'm glad that Draymond was a part of this moment as well.
Absolutely. Draymond is the offensive lineman and Steph is the quarterback.
Exactly.
Y'all ever watched the game?
Exactly.
He just running right. By the way, you see somebody run up on Steph, he might as well run up
that
on Draymond.
That first three last night, Draymond put his shoulder in his defender. He's like, here you go, Steph.
He's blocking
get you
Aaron
record.
Donald.
Let's
blocking
get you
him.
This record.
Exactly. Exactly. And Day-Day, though the Warriors have the best record in the league, depending on what day it is, like his impact on that team as a playmaker takes that pressure off of Steph. Mm-hmm. See, here's another thing. Steph isn't a point guard in theory or a shooting guard. I call him the vanguard. He's the leader of the new school. And he doesn't have to lead his team in assists. He doesn't have to be their playmaker.
No.
That used to be the responsibility of that role. See, Reggie and Ray are traditional shooting guards. You see what I mean?
Give me the ball and I'll shoot.
Right?
Yeah.
They had somebody setting them up. Steph Curry has over 1,100 that are unassisted by Draymond or anybody else.
Wild.
And Klay ain't back yet. And so here's the levels of Steph that I want to make sure I appreciate. There's the Steph before KD. To me, there's the, can Steph really do it without Klay version? And then Klay misses 2 years. And now Steph without KD and without Klay has the Warriors in this position.
Well,
that's amazing.
You
what
mentioned
he's doing with
his
that team.
Range. And when Kurt Goldsberry, our colleague from back in the day, he put together a shot chart of exactly where Steph made his threes from. And just look how pretty that
24
is.
24 karat gold,
those,
baby.
Those aren't all toes at the line.
No. And there's so many things that excite me about this. How about this, Jacoby? How about the flair for the dramatic and understanding and appreciating the moment? See, the one thing about Steph, if you notice that everybody's celebrating him, and I got to tell everybody something, this ain't like the greatest NBA record of all time.
No. Not today, Mr. Rose. We'll celebrate Steph today.
And by the way, because CP3 has actually a record of being the only guy in the history of the league with 20,000 points and 10,000 assists.
Well, if you want to go negative Jacoby, I can go negative Jacoby. Don't listen, everybody. Steph Curry's not my MVP. My MVP is Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant was across the river in Brooklyn putting on a show. While Steph went 5-for-14, which no one will ever talk about. No one will ever talk about him going 5-for-14 from three. Let's talk about the first two that he made. Kevin Durant had 34 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists in an overtime win against the Raptors. And they had 8 players on the roster. Kevin Durant is my MVP right now.
And he played high 40 minutes in that game, too. And he got dunked on by Pascal Siakam, but that's just one play. Kevin Durant is just effortless bucket getter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about shooting, now, that's what I'm talking about. You see the areas that he's operating?
Everywhere.
Boxes. Everywhere. Elbows.
Everywhere.
3-point. Back to the basket. Facing the basket. Off one or two dribbles. Off the catch. I agree with you. Those have been the two best performers in the league. And I don't like to talk about MVP, and I'm not going to talk about MVP.
A little early.
At least until All-Star break. Like, I hate that, like, to be honest with you.
It's early.
We didn't even decide the NFL MVP, and we already talking about the NBA MVP. But since you brought it up, I want to say this. They played each other this year. And what happened?
KD?
No. KD played against Steph this year. And KD got shot down. So did James Harden by Steph and their own gym. So right now, I got to get Steph the edge because he don't play with James Harden.
All right, we don't got to get caught up in this, but here's, you know who also needs to be recognized?
But it's those two.
Patty Mills.
He be balling.
Patty Mills. People might have forgot this summer what Patty Mills did for the Olympic team.
He shot us down.
Yeah, he did.
He shot us down.
And last night, with this depleted roster, Patty Mills said, you know what? I'm gonna stretch out a little extra. I'm going to give him 30.
I got to tell you a secret.
You got a secret?
Yeah.
I love it when you have secrets.
Sean Marks has a past affiliation with the Spurs. He's the president of basketball operations with the Nets. Mm-hmm. And when you look closer at the Nets roster, you're going to see former Spurs sprinkled throughout it.
Sprinkles?
LaMarcus Aldridge is one.
Sprinkle me, man.
Patty Mills is another. So to the rest of the world, it was an under-the-radar signing. But Patty Mills has always been one of the best backup point guards in the game.
Well.
And a great shooter and clutch as well.
I have a secret. He might really be the backup point guard for the Nets. You know why? We have an Instagram video. An Instagram video of Kyrie Irving putting on sneakers, Mr. Rose. Not just any sneakers. Basketball sneakers. Jalen, he's wearing compression pants, socks, and he's putting on sneakers. And there's some weight. See those shadows? Those are weights. He's in the gym, Mr. Rose. Is Kyrie Irving giving us a little hint or a clue that he'll be back? We said he'd be back by the holidays. Holidays don't end for like 3 weeks. Is Kyrie Irving coming back?
I believe so. I've always believed so. And Jalen and Jacoby not only believe so, we said he's going to do it around the holiday season. And the thing that's going to be head-scratching is to those who promote anti-vaccination that are going to actually treat him like a hero when he returns.
But he'll be back.
So I do believe that he's going to return. He understands the importance of not letting an opportunity like playing with KD and James Harden go to waste when they have a legitimate chance to win the championship. He's still collecting a portion of his salary for not playing, so it's a win-win. He still got his money. People still going to celebrate him for doing something heroic. And he just didn't get vaccinated.
Everybody
is all he did.
Everybody talks about him losing $18 million, but people don't talk about him getting $17 million.
Not to play.
For not going to work. Yeah. It's like, well, fine. But he's in the gym. He's wearing sneakers. He's got the compression pants on. He's got the socks on. He's working out. He's getting in shape. I still think Kyrie Irving will be wearing a Nets jersey in 2021. I think he'll wear a Nets jersey in 2021.
But here's the thing. I just want people to know, like, not getting vaccinated is not an action of – it's not a civil action. It's about science. That's all it is. And so if and when he returns, he understands his importance to that team and to the league, and he knows that he's going to be treated like a hero when he does.
It was so fun to watch the game last night because once he broke the record, I was like, let me watch this Nets game. Blake Griffin's out there. Patty Mills is out there.
And you know who else was watching? Kyrie.
Kyrie was watching.
By the way, he's great at basketball. Kyrie Irving's one of the best basketball players in the league.
I got some bad news for you.
He clearly loves the game.
I got some bad news for you. You know another game I watched? Blazers game.
Mm-hmm.
Friend of the show, Dame Lillard. He's back.
He had 30 at least.
Blazers didn't look great in that one, Mr. Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I am concerned about
he's getting
them
buckets.
And the future of the Blazers. We'll discuss that and much more right after this on Jalen and Jacoby. From the C4 New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
We love Dame Lillard here. But they've lost 6 games in a row. And last night, they played the Suns.
It ain't his fault.
And the Suns
look
good.
Did I do that?
Look at Chris Paul.
It ain't his fault.
Look at DeAndre Ayton.
Right.
Look at all this.
And by the way, when you see Ayton going towards the basket, if you notice, Nurkic is not under there.
Good point.
Right? Putting him in pick and roll every time.
Every time.
Every time. So this is a team game, dog. CP3, I just mentioned it earlier. Only guy ever, 20K points, 10K assists. Where's Nurkic? Pick and roll, Ayton. Go duck in. Boom. I love the way the big fella Ayton's been playing. He's in line for his extension. Obviously, he's earned it. But the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors are the best team in basketball.
Jalen, we love Dame Lillard here.
Of course, man.
Jalen and Jacoby.
No doubt.
Is it time for Dame Lillard to start thinking about leaving Portland?
It's time for him to get that two-year, $100 million extension and then think about it after that.
If that's I'm Portland, don't you see that coming, though?
You asked me a question, right?
Okay.
You get the bread.
Okay.
Why am I going to walk away from $50 million and a team I've been playing for 10 years?
Let me just say this.
And he said he wanted to be there.
We are going to move on, but let me just say this. This is not going to be the last time that we discuss if Dame Lillard is going to leave Portland this season. Because Portland's not going to get any better. They're going to go on a 10-game winning streak. That's not going to happen. And we're going to be talking about Dame all season long. But, Jalen, those are just rumors and reports. There's another rumor and report that I need to discuss with you because I do not believe it one iota. Jake Fisher has reported that the Lakers are considering trading Russell Westbrook. So explain to me how Rob Pelinka, LeBron James can get together to trade for Russell Westbrook and then just 2 or 3 months later talk about trading him away.
So this would be a tougher deal to make happen than people truly realize based on Russ's high level of productivity when he's playing his best, his high turnovers when he's struggling,
he's a league,
and his high salary with his age and his journey, right? So younger in his career in OKC, got a chance to play with KD and Harden.
Yep.
In Houston, he got a chance to play with Harden again. With the Wizards, he got a chance to play with Bill. And then a couple of great players came to OKC. Paul George, Sabonis, they came through. So he's gotten a chance to play with the best players in the game, and now he's playing with LeBron James.
Best players in the game.
And Anthony Davis.
Jalen, this isn't happening. He's staying with the Lakers, and I'm going to keep saying this until, like, April. The Lakers are going to turn this around. I had the Lakers at least in the Western Conference Finals.
You know what? I just reminded myself of something.
What'd you remind yourself of?
The reason why I love Russ so much, he reminds me of myself. You know, and the thing that reminds me so much of myself is we're acquired taste. You know what I mean? And Royce once said it, Nickel Nine, if you don't like me, acquire some taste. You know what I mean? I'm an acquired taste. That's really what it is. My rational confidence, Russ's irrational confidence, that's what got him there. You can't, and by the way, what's a bigger record? Overtaking a Big O's triple-double streak or Steph Curry's three-pointers made?
Triple-double streak because everyone's trying to get rebounds and assists, but they just started trying to get three-pointers like 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
So one is like 70 years.
Yeah, yeah. The other one's like 20 years.
Correct.
Yeah. So I would probably say that.
Correct.
Jalen, we have to have a conversation that I don't like having. Sports has a COVID problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
The society has a COVID problem right
now. It does.
There are outbreaks affecting all of the major sports leagues.
Yep.
And there are some big names that are now not on your television screen. When you look at those names, that looks like a multi-sport all-star list.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis, Ramsey, Harden, LaVine, DeRozan, Jalen. What do you think is going to happen next?
I think we should still stay safe. But there's a hypocrisy in this also. Because there's a player named Aaron Rodgers that we know isn't vaccinated that's also performing. So I think what ends up happening is when you converge the two worlds of players that are unvaccinated but are still performing and the COVID outbreaks that are still happening, it lets us know that it's clearly going to have an effect on who wins it all or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this idea that COVID is not going to affect who wins the Super Bowl is inaccurate.
Oh, when you start talking about
it's going to have an
NFL
effect.
Playoffs, when we get to those weeks, the COVID protocol is going to mean a lot more than it does right now in week 15.
Or they're going to turn a blind eye.
We'll see. But right now it is time for something that I know you love. Some statue.
I love Steph Curry.
Time for some statue.
Love that too. Steph getting a statue.
Jalen, right here in New York City, the borough of Queens, ladies love Cool J is getting a statue. What does it look like?
No rapper can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle bound man and put his face in the sand. I think LL
I like he's got
statue.
The bucket hat. I love that he has the bucket can going.
Yeah, that's how it should look. The bucket can go, the gold chain, the box. That's cold. LL has something to do with that.
Yeah.
You know what
he
mean?
Approved that
hold
one.
Hold on, hold on.
That came approved.
You know what? We might have to do mine in Detroit. Since Detroit ain't gonna give me no love, I have to do my own.
Jalen, you know I talked about how I believe Aaron Rodgers is going to stay in Green Bay.
You have. You've been consistent.
I've been saying that.
You said it all season.
Well, guess what? We've got some new information.
You even got on the green sweater.
Backs
it's
up
cold.
My theory. It's actually warm. We'll talk about that right after this. Thousands have been affected by southern Midwest tornadoes. If you would like to help, please visit redcross.org/ESPN to help the Red Cross respond and help people recover from this disaster. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I have been saying that Aaron Rodgers will be with the Packers next year, and he recently spoke about a conversation that he's been having with the GM that he previously had problems with about personnel and how much he loves playing ball. Jalen, you agree with me that Aaron Rodgers will be the quarterback of the Pack next year?
I agree with you today, and I've agreed with you the entire time. It just you said it first, and you're right. Because at this point of his life, you got to think about it. What is this, 16th season? Like, anytime you move, it's just that, an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
New city, new team, new coach, new teammates, new language.
Look at their record. Look at their record.
And also, let me tell you what isn't said enough. Matt LaFleur is a terrific young coach.
Great point. We will be back tomorrow, ESPN 2 at 4 p.m.
Appreciate the love.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners like you listening right now. Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
A couple things I want to discuss with you. Number one being that the 76ers say they have no interest in trading for Russell Westbrook. Where did we get this information that Russell Westbrook was on the trading block? I mean, shout out to Jake Fisher, but that's not real. It's just not real.
Well, the information comes from the fact that the Lakers ain't the best team in the league and not the best team in the Western Conference. So when you have...
You sure they're not the best team in the Western Conference?
I am sure of that.
I'm not.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
We can argue.
Okay. Let's go ahead. State
who
your case.
Who would you pick in a 7-game series against the Lakers?
The Warriors.
I would not. I would not.
Yeah, that's not the only team. That's not the only team. Keep asking.
Who else would you pick in a 7-game series?
Thank you.
The Lakers.
The Suns.
You mean the team that beat them last year in a 7-game series?
Yeah, the Suns. Keep going.
Don't say Jazz.
The Jazz, too.
No chance.
You're asking me who would I pick?
That's not who I would pick.
I disagree.
Let's first take this. I disagree, Mr. Rose. There's no matchup that works. So let's start with the Warriors. Okay. Maybe Draymond's on AD. That ain't going to work. And who's going to cover LeBron James? Who's going to cover LeBron James on the Warriors? Who on that roster? Wiggins? You put Wiggins on LeBron? Is that what you're going to do?
David Dowling. How you spell your middle name?
Dowling. Thank you, friend.
Oh, like Greg. My guy.
Shout out to Greg
Producer
Dowling.
Producer Countdown.
Shout out to Father Dowling. Victoria Dowling.
I know you watch these games.
All the time. So much my wife is mad. Why don't you come in the living room? I'm on League Pass in the bedroom.
So, who for the Lakers is having a good season?
LeBron, AD, Westbrook.
Not true.
If you look at the numbers.
Not true.
Watch the
that
games,
is
look
not
at the numbers.
True. None of them are having. LeBron's having a good season.
AD's having a bad season, so is Westbrook.
Correct.
I can't lie.
Okay. So how can you say that they're going to beat the Warriors, who are going to get Klay Thompson and Wiseman back, going to beat the Suns, who beat them last year, or the Jazz, who have more cohesion and chemistry than them in a seven-game series, and they don't have home court advantage?
Taking the Lakers.
Okay. Don't bet on it.
I could be wrong.
Don't bet on it.
I could be wrong, but
don't bet on it.
I'm not wrong until I'm wrong.
Don't bet on it. So you ask where the Russell rumors come from? It come from people see what I see, that this team ain't winning the West. And they also see, since they're not going to win the West like this, what is the path for them to win the West? Oh, can't trade LeBron. Can't trade AD.
Can't trade Russ.
Can't trade Melo at this point of his career.
It's like you say with the All-Star. It's like we always talk about snubs. It's like, all right, so who are you going to take out? If we're talking about a Russell Westbrook trade, who's trading for Russell Westbrook? There's no dance partner. Who's trading? Who's like, you know what we are? We're Russell Westbrook away from making a run at this. Who? The Pacers? Like, who's doing this?
That's why it's a difficult deal to do.
Impossible, I would
because
say.
Because not only when you trade for Russ, you also make him your primary ball handler. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's a focal point. Like, right, the Wizards last year. It's like he's everything.
Exactly. And this Laker team, let me tell you something else to watch for. Kevin Love getting traded or bought out. Now, it's tricky because he got one more year left on his deal. So if you notice that he's been playing, and he played well recently. Mm-hmm. I think he had 20 points. So he's a player that I'm watching as the season progresses for the Lakers. As
what?
A trade or a buyout candidate.
Only as a buyout. They have nothing to trade. Only THT is the only thing they have to trade. Nothing they have to trade.
You cannot say that. Just let me finish.
I didn't say anything. Let's give you a look. This is a podcast.
They're always assets that you can move for a player. You really want to get a deal done. You could do draft capital.
They don't have any.
They're three-way
trade. They traded all that.
Dog, if you really want to do a deal, you can do a deal. Please believe me. And Kevin Love, future long-term, ain't with the Cavs. Look for Kevin Love to possibly shake loose as the season progresses. You know, one of the rules I don't like
in
the NBA is that players can get bought out after the trade deadline.
I feel like they should be simultaneous. Trade deadline should be your roster. Sorry.
Correct.
Maybe some injury exceptions. But outside of that, like,
correct,
the 3 o'clock on that Tuesday or whatever it is,
And also, here's another thing. If you the Blazers, you ain't trading Dame, or you didn't become irrelevant, because we're looking at it like they're going to trade Dame and get an all-star from last year or this year, and that ain't happening.
Well, here's what I would say about the Blazers is, I marked this summer. CJ McCollum, Covington, couple picks. Give me Ben Simmons. That made sense to me.
To play with Dame.
Exactly. But now with CJ's health issues, and I hope he gets better soon. It sounds terrible what he's going through. Ruined that. You're not trading for CJ now. And I think that the only thing that made sense to me is Dame, Ben, Nurkic, Powell. Like, there's something there.
The thing that's there for me is Dame definitely finishing the season in Portland to me. That's the best course of action. This can't be a knee-jerk thing. You know what I mean? And if you're the Blazers, you really got to sit back and first get a GM.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
They don't have one. You know what I'm saying? Second, you got to see CJ's health. Right.
Yeah, phone just rings and no one there. It goes to voicemail.
The second is CJ's health. You know, like, to me, if you're trading CJ and you could have gotten Ben like in a deal you said, then you do that going forward with Dame. But if your goal now is to move CJ, that deal is going to look different, and it may not even include Ben Simmons anymore. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well,
Like that Simmons deal gets more complicated every day. But I got a team. I'm gonna enter a team for y'all.
Ooh,
for this.
For Ben Simmons. All right, can I ask some questions before you name it?
Yes, sir.
Are they currently in the top four of their conference?
No.
Are they currently in a play-in situation in their conference?
Yes.
Is it the Eastern Conference?
Yes.
Is it the Pacers?
Yes.
Is Sabonis involved?
Tricky. Because
Miles Turner's mad.
Because
you saw what happened with the Pacers when Kevin Pritchard came out and said that they need a star, and then he apologized on Twitter saying that, I'm sorry, I used the word star, I should use a different word. Because obviously something happened at the workplace that we didn't hear about. People are upset. And you know what the Pacers, you know who they're head of in the conference right now?
The Knicks? The Sixers?
I'll look it up. They're ahead of the Magic and the Pistons. I mean, I've changed. I'm looking it up right now. I think they're only ahead of the Magic and the Pistons right now. Like, it's not going great. It's not going
great. Coach Carlisle isn't currently coaching the team based on...
Yeah, they're ahead of the Magic and the Pistons, and that's it.
So, that's why I entered them into this chat. Because they have too much talent for that. Sorry. And when you really look at a healthy Pacer team with Malcolm Brogdon and Caris LeVert...
Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Apologize. They're way ahead of the Magic and the Pistons. Like, those are the only teams they're ahead of, but they are 9 games in the win column ahead. So continue.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for that context. They have still too much talent for that to have the third worst record in the conference. That's basically what you're saying. And when Ben Simmons gets moved, there's going to have to be a third party. I think the Indiana Pacers become that third party to facilitate these salaries and these players moving around the chessboard.
You heard what Miles Turner said? Let's talk about your old squad for a second. You heard what Miles Turner said?
Love Miles Turner.
You heard what he said?
He can fit anywhere.
He's complaining about his gig. You
know what? I'm about to give Miles Turner some jobs.
Let's give Miles Turner some jobs because he's unhappy at his job right now. Not just unhappy, he's saying it into microphones.
So let me tell you something.
There's two levels of unhappy. There's unhappy with your job, and they're saying it into microphones unhappy.
So, for those that are who are casuals, I use the Knicks as an example. You would Big take long. Miles Turner over Mitchell Robinson and Nerlens Noel put together.
In a second. I mean, you even get Mitchell Robinson. What do you mean?
I'm just saying. I'm giving him jobs. I'm giving my man jobs.
I like Mitchell Robinson.
Okay, I love Miles Turner.
Who blocks shots better than Miles Turner?
Nobody. Rudy Gobert.
That's about it.
Okay,
that's about it.
Let's play a game called giving Jalen Rose's guy Miles
Rudy
Turner
Gobert's
jobs.
3-point percentage? And what's Miles Turner's 3-point percentage? And
hey, fam.
Please.
Let me tell you.
I love Miles Turner.
Me too. And the one thing about playing in a quote-unquote small market, Miles Turner is the perfect example of a player
no one talks about
that people don't realize how good he is. And I just used 2 bing bong examples. You'll take Mitchell Robinson and Nerlens Noel, and you can pick 3 more Knicks players.
RJ Barrett, too.
Not RJ Barrett. You're being sarcastic.
You haven't been watching games, dog. Not RJ Barrett.
But I know what you mean. Kemba Walker.
Oh, yeah, but Kemba, he ain't playing.
Sure. Right, but I'm just saying.
I was joking about RJ Barrett, but yeah.
Sure. Kemba Walker, right?
Yeah.
And so let's give my guy Miles more jobs because he's that good.
He needs a job.
So look, let me tell you where else he'll look good, fit good. Boston. Who they got up front? Williams and Horford.
Williams has been playing well. Williams is kind of like taking that role from Horford.
But he ain't 6'11", 7 foot.
No, he's like my height.
Right?
Kind of my build, too.
Imagine if Jalen Brown.
I mean, but first of all, I love Williams. I just want to say, because I do watch the games on League Pass.
Like,
he's been playing well this year.
Yeah, he's balling.
He's playing well. But no one's talking about him.
But if Indiana was on the phone with you and they said, give us Williams and Al Horford.
Send me the paperwork.
That's all.
This is done. Call Adam Silver. I'm a 3-way Adam Silver right now.
Correct.
I'm a 3-way Adam Silver right now.
There are so many teams that could use a player like Miles Turner. I'll give you another one. The Clippers.
You don't think Zubac is going to hold that
Zubac, time? Serge.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
But Miles Turner, like, so my exercise
I'm going to say without Kawhi, really, I'm going to say something I shouldn't say. If you put Miles Turner on that roster, without Kawhi, Lakers are the 5 seed all of a sudden. Because right now I had the Lakers in the 4 seed, and when this all plays out, but if you put Miles Turner on that team, we shouldn't even be saying this because I love the Lakers. Well, I love LeBron. LeBron's mad at me right now. That's a good idea.
I got more jobs.
But that doesn't
Miles.
Work for the Pacers, though.
I got more jobs for
but
Miles.
But it works for the Pacers. Let's put him on the Clippers. But how does it get to the Clippers? It doesn't really work.
I'm just giving him jobs. I got another
right.
job for
Give him. Another job.
You're going to be
let's put,
happy
let's,
about
let's
this.
Let's put him on LinkedIn. You're putting Miles Turner on LinkedIn right now.
You ready for this? You're going to love this. This is going to be your favorite one. The Hornets.
They need a big. They need a big. What do the Hornets have that the Pacers could use?
They're one of the worst defensive teams in the league.
Well, rim protection.
Correct.
Especially. You know what? I don't think they block shots. Do they have a single block shot this whole year?
Yeah. See, I got you, fam.
Let me look it up. Do the Hornets have a block shot this year?
Look at team blocks per game.
Let me look it up.
NBA team blocks per game.
No, not even per game, just this season.
this season. Total team blocks this season. Who has the most and the least? Giving Miles Turner,
that smart.
My guy, jobs.
Miles, you know what? Free Miles.
Free Miles.
Free Miles.
Free Miles.
Free Miles. It sounds like something for an airline. Sign up for this credit card and you get 2,000 free miles. Well, I don't know how we got here, but shout out to Miles Turner because something's happening with this Pacers team.
Shouldn't be the third worst in the conference.
Okay, but here's the thing. Who's their coach, Mr. Rose?
He's out with COVID protocol. Somebody I love dearly, Rick Carlisle.
Rick Carlisle. I don't think he wants to be part of a blowed up and rebuild situation. You know? Like, I don't think he's part of a, like, let's trade Sabonis, let's trade Miles, and, you know, just build around TJ McConnell. Like, I don't think that's what they're doing.
Let me tell you something that I believe. This is right. Jalen's opinion.
Okay. Not a fact. Jalen's opinion.
I know Rick Carlisle loves players like Ben Simmons.
Wait a second. If I'm the Philadelphia 76ers, there are some items that I can order off the menu on that Pacers roster right now. There's some items I can order off the menu. Because Daryl's on wax being like, I need a top whatever player for Ben Simmons, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Essentially, at some point, you're going to have to get four quarters for a dollar, a couple 50-cent pieces for a dollar. And there's a couple 50-cent pieces on the Pacers that I would take if I were the 76ers. And I'm looking at Sabonis. I'm looking at Malcolm Brogdon.
Well, to do a deal, it's going to be two of the three.
You can't trade Brogdon because they just extended him.
Yeah, ultimately, it'd be two of the three, though, right? So it's four players. It's four names that's going to come up on the phone, right? Miles, Sabonis. They don't really go as well with Embiid. Makes him a lot slower, that type of thing. That's what I mean by 13. You see what I mean? That's why I brought up Indiana. And so Miles Turner is a valuable asset. Sabonis is a legitimate all-star, perennially. Caris LeVert is a bucket when he's healthy. And you know I like President Senator Brogdon. That's my guy. And so it's going to be interesting to see how the trade deadline, as it approaches, how it plays out.
Sometimes I'm too dumb to use Basketball Reference.
Yeah, just Google.
I tried. I'm just too dumb, man. I'm just not that smart. Makes me sad.
I was scrolling through Twitter, and I hope it ain't true. Two guys I love, Jim Jones and our guy, Freddie Gibbs.
No!
I heard they got into it at Prime 112, my spot.
No!
Allegedly.
Whoa, those are three of your favorite things in the world.
I know. I could have been there.
What happened? That's you needed to be there to make the peace.
I could have been there.
Jim Jones?
I could have been there. My bad.
Did Gangsta Gibbs have a shirt on?
I don't know what happened. It's just alleged, you know?
Just alleged.
You know. I love both of those guys.
Per game stats. Let's see. I'm getting close. Per game stats. They don't have blocks. Come on now.
They got it up there.
No, I have to go like advanced stats or something.
It's fine.
Makes me sick.
Shout out to Steph Curry. He had my oldest daughter Mariah wanting to cry when he broke the 3-point record.
All right, so we're looking for the Hornets. The Hornets have, not that bad. Not that bad, actually. 438 blocks, which just puts them right around the middle of the pack.
All right, so who's at the end of the pack?
Oh, man, I just turned it off.
It's fine.
Who do you think?
The Pacers?
No.
The Lakers?
No.
Who?
The Pistons.
Oh, right, right, right. The Pistons, yeah.
Of course the Pistons.
Oh, yeah, of course we can use them, but, you know. So here's some players, though, I want y'all to pay attention to.
Oh, I love guys, when you start freestyling.
The guys for the Pacers that I just mentioned, Jeremy Grant. CJ's currently injured. Cam Reddish.
Really?
For the Hawks.
They're a little deep at that position.
And like the other young fella, DeAndre Hunter, is just injured.
So I love DeAndre Hunter.
Me too. Those are names that are getting tossed around that I would not be surprised at some point are involved in some moves.
Jalen, I'm going to need you to take me behind the curtain on something.
Okay.
I was thinking about this when I was looking at Kyrie put his sneakers on, right? And when you watch Kyrie's Instagram, he puts the sneakers on. He's doing this for a reason. He knows we're going to talk about it.
Yep.
There's some weights in the background, wearing compression pants.
Yep.
And the socks.
Yep.
Obviously working out.
Yep.
Players like Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons. Like, we're talking about trading for Ben Simmons.
Yep.
Tell me, are they in shape? Like, does it take, like, how much time does it take? Like, Ben Simmons, let's say the Pacers trade for Ben Simmons tomorrow. Does he start on Friday? You know what I mean? Like, are they ready to go is my question.
No. Are they in shape? Yes. Are they in NBA shape? Absolutely not.
Like,
that's how you
I'm
get injured.
I'm working out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm working out, but I'm not ready to play the NBA game. That, you know?
And by the way, like, what Kyrie's doing right there, he's trolling us.
Yeah, he is. He knows we're going to do it. He's also selling sneakers. Let's not sleep on that
yeah,
part.
Yeah, he's trolling us.
Those are his
he's selling sneakers.
He's selling sneakers.
Yep. You know? He getting all the bread. Win, win, win. Getting the shoe bread, getting the Nets bread. He's going to be held as a hero when he returns, even though he didn't do anything heroic, except not get vaccinated, which is his choice. And he understands that his return is the difference between them winning it all to me and not. He understands that. He knows his value. We all should. He does.
Well, he's got some work to do.
And to answer your question, if Ben Simmons did get traded today, does he start tomorrow? No. You have to get them in NBA shape so they don't get injured. Mm-hmm. That's why I say Zion just can't play this year.
So sad.
Like, it's not me just like I don't have to be a doctor.
How many points just average a game last year?
27.
28?
Yeah, he'd be killing.
28 points
that's why
a
I'm
game.
I'm like, yeah, Zion.
No, 28 points a game.
On 60%.
28 points a game.
You got to treat Zion like Philly treats Joel Embiid. Same approach.
Mr. Rose, our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. We had an argument about the voicemails yesterday. An argument. And you said you're going to give away some Puma cards.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we're going to have some voicemails. Some people who will be nominees to get Puma cards. We're going to listen to three today.
Okay.
And after we listen to three and discuss them, you're going to pick one.
Okay.
And somehow, some way, the staff is going to track this person down. We're going to get them a Puma card.
Hold on. Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
It ain't that hard. It ain't track somebody down.
Call them back.
Yeah. You don't have
to. I think they left the voice. Yeah. It can't be too hard.
You don't have to track anything.
I think you can just call them back.
Yeah. Oh, you could text them. Hey, send me your address.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never filtered the voicemails. But I'm pretty sure you can just call them back. I think we got that feature.
Well, we got two. The first one overall, the first voicemail overall. The second one is the gentleman who told us he was turning his life around.
Yeah.
Those are two for sure.
We got three nominees today.
Okay.
And there's no rules. You don't have to pick one. You can pick two. But let's listen to these voicemails. Gatorade sponsors.
Thank y'all for calling. We appreciate the support.
Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. Thank you so much for calling 985-80-JALEN. If you call, leave a message. We'll put it on the show just like this one.
Yo, what's going on, Jalen? What's going on, Jacoby? Shout out Reg and to all the rest of the crew, past and present. Long time podcast listener and YouTube watcher. Puma card. Don't deserve it, don't need it. I just want it. Two kids, two birthdays just passed in November, Christmas coming up. It could be a nice little something for myself. Yes, I'm being selfish. But I got a boss move, soft move for you. found one of my old phones, and I realized I still have some of the original podcast still saved on it. Back when you had all the little spliced up opening to it. So, what level of boss move is it to still have some of the old podcast saved and refusing to delete them now? All right, shout out. No, not medicinal. Let's see another 10 years.
How could that possibly be a soft move? Like, this dude has data that we don't have. Do you have the old intro on your phone?
Oh, he getting a Puma car.
Yeah. He giving these Puma cars away.
He getting one.
Yeah, yeah, send us the old intro.
For three words. Just want it.
Just want it. I don't deserve it.
I got two kids, dog. Birthday's coming up. Christmas. I heard it in his voice. But I'm going to ask you something in return.
Me?
Or him? That caller. And shout to Reg the Ledge. Whatever old footage you have of the show, please share it with us.
Yeah, we don't have it.
That'd be great for the archives.
We don't have it. We have our 10-year anniversary. We don't know when the first show was. I don't know the date.
It was 2011.
Yeah, 2011, somewhere around the fall.
Yeah, it was 2011.
The fall of 2011.
It was pre-football season. It was like around September.
Yeah.
September of 2011 is actually when it was.
Yeah. Appreciate the call so much. Jalen giving out Puma cards. Someone on the staff called that man back. Give him a Puma card so he can buy some Pumas and trade in for some of this.
Mm-hmm.
We have another call right now, 9580. Jalen, appreciate you.
Jalen and Jacoby, what's going on? Shout out Reg the Ledge. I'm hearing about this Puma giveaway, and I think that I deserve the card because 6 days out of the week, I am wearing business casual. I'm an accountant. I don't have any cool shoes anymore. So hook a brother up. Let me know. Have a good one.
Business casual. What is business casual to you? What's a business casual outfit? If we were having a party and I was like, Jay, you got to dress business casual. What's that to you?
I know it's a whack outfit wearing dress pants with gym shoes. Flat out. I don't care if they're Jordans or not. That's just whack. You'll never see me do that. So to me, that's become business casual, that look.
Yeah.
Like people wearing suits with gym shoes.
It's like, for white guys, it's like khakis, some brown sneakers, and like a blue, like a Carolina blue button up.
Can I tell you what I believe the corporate, the man uniform is that you're describing? Khakis, blue blazer, black shoes.
That sounds fly to me. Sounds fly to me. Do you know why it sounds fly to me? I'm the man. Thank you for the calls.
He might get one.
He ain't getting one.
Okay.
No, you can't. No. Shout out to him. Appreciate anybody that calls 9580 Jalen leaves a voicemail. But you can't just get it just because you don't have any sneakers in your closet. We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pod to step two. Don't forget to call 9580 Jalen. Leave us a voicemail. Why is that?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got the gift of people.